Hello, everybody. In the interest of time, I will dispense with the script that I've been handed.
But Michael Harrison, you'd better behave.
I would just want to say to Michael Harrison and to Christy White, if you cross me, you will be excluded. Carla, would you please read the time certain?
Roll call?
Oh, I'm sorry, do a roll call, yeah.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman? Novick?
Here.
Hales?
Mayor Hales is out of town. I understand Commissioner Saltzman is wrapping up some very sensitive negotiations involving an issue we care deeply about in Salem. Carla, would you please read the item, time certain?
Item 142, amend Bond Avenue roadway realignments in the South Waterfront District Street Plan, criteria and standards document.
Commissioner Novick, I'm going to recognize you, and I understand you have a substitute that you would like to offer.
That is correct. Colleagues, this resolution first came to council in December of last year. Staff was asked to work with OHSU and ZRZ to work on straightening the alignment of Southwest Bond. Changes in the substitute resolution include shifting the alignment west north of Southwest Port Quarter, more details about the Southwest Bond design process, the addition of the OHSU Commons and modification of the streetcar alignment. The resolution was also changed to only include alignment modifications at OHSU and not at the Zidell properties. This would not preclude the city from having conversations about adjusting the alignment south of Southwest Porter at a later date. And at this point, I was going to ask for a move to accept the substitute resolution and then ask for a staff presentation. I think Commissioner Fritz has some questions, so maybe should we? Commissioner, do you want to ask those questions before we put it on the table?
Okay. Shall we adopt the substitute and then take questions or lay it on the table?
If that's okay with Commissioner Fritz.
And yes, I'll second your motion to move it.
All right, the substitute has been moved and seconded. Carla, please call the roll.
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye. All right, the substitute has been placed on the table. Commissioner Novick.
I'd like to ask Dan Layden of PBOT and Geraldine Boyle of PDC to present on the modifications. And Brian Newman, OHSC, was available for questions.
Good afternoon. I'm Dan Layden from PBOT to discuss this amended resolution. There are two items in the resolution. The first is changing the alignment of Bond Avenue north of the Tillicum Bridge. That changes the alignment from what's in the South Waterfront Street Plan. And the second is a modification of the streetcar alignment. So we'll go through a brief presentation that describes what we're planning to do or what we're proposing. If you go to the next slide.
She's trying.
This is the adopted street plan from 2009. To give you some context, it shows where the OHSU area is in the red box, which you can't see because of the black that's my voice, but that's okay. So the part that we're discussing today is the pink section that's in the red box. So we can move to the next slide.
Commissioner?
The realignment that's been proposed by OHSU and reviewed by the bureaus would shift the alignment of Bond Avenue approximately 75 feet to the east, which would provide a connection with the Greenway Trail on the east side of Bond Avenue and provide a little more room for OHSU on the west side of Bond Avenue. There are a couple of major advantages to this alignment as far as the bureaus are concerned. One is that it provides a better opportunity to connect Bond Avenue to the Greenway. The other is that in the old alignment, there were a couple of parcels that were fairly narrow that were likely not to be developed as part of OHSU's development plans, and Brian can speak to that if necessary. This allows for a better continuous development for OHSU. So those are the two major things. It also complements the OHSU master plan. So if you go to the next slide, you can see the long-term plan for OHSU, which is a series of streets, Bond being the street that's on the far end towards the Greenway, a series of other private streets that would be constructed by OHSU to provide a comprehensive campus alignment and comprehensive campus design that will happen over time, not immediately, but over time. The other item that is included in this resolution is a modification of the streetcar alignment. The original streetcar alignment was, as you can see in the adopted street plan again, was to go down Bond Avenue and to turn the streetcar onto Southwest Wood Street, so the northbound streetcar would go down Bond and turn onto Southwest Woods to connect back to Moody Street. We found as we began more detailed analysis and engineering of this alignment that that caused a significant traffic safety problem because of the need to pull back the intersection of Southwest Moody and Bond, and Southwest Woods and Bond. So we have proposed removing that alignment from the street plan and instead proposing a future discussion around where the streetcar will go. Somewhere, if you go to the next slide, in this area between the aerial tram and Moody Avenue on ZRZ's property, there's still some development to be determined as to exactly where that will go. I'm now going to turn over to Geraldine to discuss the overall schedule for development in the district.
So we wanted to close with an update on the implementation of the South Waterfront North District Development Agreement, and in particular, the City of Portland's obligations as it relates to Bond Avenue. So since the development agreement was approved in the summer of 2015, we've made progress on a number of items related to Bond Avenue, and that's culminating in the completion of the 30% design and cost estimates, which will be concluded this month. Based on the 30%, we will be advancing to full design for the north of Porter segment in order to meet the city's commitment to OHSU to deliver that segment concurrent with OHSU's Knight Cancer Building. We expect to be before you again in the late spring of this year with the PDC-PBOT intergovernmental agreement for that work, and we'll include detailed information on the north of Porter segment costs and funding sources at that time. The Bond Avenue surcharge would begin this summer, so that will also come before you. Things to note are that the majority of the Bond Avenue construction is permanent. There are portions of the road that are in the city's special design area, and per the design commission, those special design area treatments should be designed concurrent with the adjacent greenway and with the adjacent OHSU development. As such, PDC would lead with PBOT concurrent to Parks' Greenway Master Plan process, which is expected to start this summer, the design phase for the special design area, such that the greenway and those areas of Bond that are integrated both in design and construction could be designed together. This is of particular note given that the alignment before you today includes essentially an additional 5 feet of greenway. If you note in the resolution, OHSU is agreeing to move the street a minimum of 5 feet from the greenway. So that results in a minimum of 105-foot greenway in this area. Bond Avenue would be constructed.
Compared with what?
Compared to the 100 feet that's currently.
You said they agreed to move it 5 feet. It's currently further away than that. So
the alignment that came before you in December was actually closer. So we've
adjusted with what was proposed in December.
Correct.
Okay. But it's still closer than the current alignment.
Yes, that's correct.
So Bond Avenue would be constructed in 2017 to 2018 in alignment with OHSU's Knight Cancer Building construction, and any changes that would occur in the special design area, so that's primarily edge of the curb back, so sidewalks and street furniture and whatnot, it could include some pavement treatment within the street as well, would be constructed concurrent with the greenway construction. So that would be expected with greenway implementation in 2020. In light of the article in today's paper about the greenway, we wanted to talk to you a little bit about costs. We don't have costs at this time to provide to you. We will bring that with the IGA in the spring with detailed information, but we wanted to note a few things. The alignment is what is being voted on today, and as Dan said, the proposed alignment has benefits in terms of integrating with the greenway. It also requires less fill, and fill being one of the most expensive items for the street. OHSU is carrying all the environmental cleanup costs for their portion of Bond, so they will be delivering to us a cleaned-up right-of-way, with contaminated soil removed such that what we're building is a clean street. With the advancement of the design, between now and when we see you in the spring, we'll have a better understanding of utility costs. There are elements of bond that are better built with adjacent development, and so we are trying to understand those costs and make sure that those costs are not repetitive and that things such as sidewalks adjacent to buildings are built with that development rather than now and then rebuilt later. Again, the majority of the Bond Avenue is permanent. All of the understructure, all of the curbs and whatnot are permanent. There are portions of the road that may change, and per the resolution, those cost changes or improvements for the special design area are cost shared. OHSU is responsible for improvements west of the west curb. The city is responsible for improvements east of the west curb, which means the city has cost control for those elements that are under our jurisdiction. And that includes both design elements and construction. So we control how the special design area it looks and how it is costed and how it is constructed. And so we just wanted to end with that so you know that we're coming before you in the future with costs, but that most of the cost control for Bond Avenue and the special design area in the future is in the city's realm.
So who's responsible for cleaning up the greenway? If the greenway has contaminated soils, who's responsible for that?
Zidell's not here to answer for them, but at this point, they have delivered a cleaned-up greenway in their portion. And if you remember from, like, a property standing, they own the majority of the greenway. They cleaned up the greenway, including everything within the setback, both top of bank riverward and top of bank landward, with their cleanup that they completed in 2010, 2011.
And we, as part of our obligation related to the greenway overlay, when we took our first building, Collaborative Life Sciences building, through there and went through the greenway review, we're responsible. We only have a small portion just north of the Zidell panhandle, if you will, and we're responsible for remediation on that portion of the greenway.
They have about 200 linear feet.
And who's responsible for the costs of the greenway construction?
So per the development agreement, the North District Development Agreement, there is PDC funding for about $11.7 million worth of greenway design and construction.
Let me just be clear on one thing. Does the substitute resolution change substantively any of the pre-existing liability issues?
No.
And are we... I remember the last time we had this hearing, the mayor started looking at the line and thought there was a little wiggle here and all of this. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're addressing, just a different configuration?
Most of the mayor's concerns were around the ZRZ properties to the south of the Tillicum Bridge. This resolution does not. We have worked with ZRZ and have decided to do some more work on that area. So this resolution does not deal with that issue. There will be a future discussion around the alignment south of the Tillicum Bridge.
Has the mayor's staff said that they're okay with this?
Yes.
So do we think that the amount of PDC money is going to be adequate for the greenway construction?
The amount of money that PDC has is based on the production of TIF in the district and the amount that was available per our budget predictions. Again, the city would control the design and the construction of the greenway, so it's in our jurisdiction to control those costs.
That's one way of looking at it. It's also within, if we're going to have a beautiful greenway, it's also part of our cost to make sure that we do that. I mean, we're not going to be putting in a substance. My understanding is part of the investment is so that it's as beautiful as the greenway that we've recently completed. So, and this is where I was apologizing to Commissioner Novick. I didn't have an opportunity, the way my schedule has been for the last 3 weeks, mm-hmm. to fully delve into what Parks is planning and how much we're, mm-hmm. Whether there's any additional investment from Parks system development charges that were factored into how much this might cost.
So the development agreement currently only identifies PDC funding. If there are additional SDCs available from the Parks Bureau, it was not included at this time
right.
in the development agreement.
The concern I have is that the substitute resolution, which I just saw today, ties the construction of Bond with concurrently doing the Greenway.
Sure.
And I need to check and find out.
So
is that in our work plan?
I do. So I think I can explain a little further. Working with Parks, what we have clarified is that while Parks has a grant to pursue Greenway master planning over the next year, we would come in and lead and fund a concurrent design process for the special design area. We do not expect to tap into Parks's 500K grant for Greenway master plan for the special design area. That would be outside of that. Any costs for Bond Street required by the city for the special design area while done concurrent with Greenway is not currently included in the $11 million worth of TIF identified for Greenway improvements. And currently, those special design area costs that are outside or future improvements outside of what is done construction-wise in 2017 are being shared between OHSU and the city.
Now, my reading of this is it didn't seem to me to be committing us to spend any money that we don't have or weren't committed to before. I mean, when it says that construction is expected to occur with the construction of Greenway improvements in this segment, that refers to expectation. It didn't seem to me to commit us to doing anything in particular. And then it says that the special design area street segment will be constructed as interim, awaiting final design and construction to occur concurrent with the adjacent Greenway development. My assumption was that that's a reflection of our expectations, but not something that binds us to spend money we might not have.
That's right. Correct.
The challenge, Commissioner, is that it has, in other areas of the Greenway, taken significant amount of system development charge money to make the kind of beautiful waterfront which we're all striving for in this area. So, yes, we could build a basic Greenway with the PDC money. What I'm leading up to here is asking if we could have the testimony in the hearing today, but defer voting on it until I can get a more in-depth briefing from my park staff. And I apologize that I just didn't have more hours in the day to be able to devote to this prior to the hearing.
Sure. I guess I would say I don't think we anticipate that the special design area will have significant costs. There are things we can do to control those costs. And while that process is concurrent with Greenway, and concurrent with Greenway because the Design Commission indicated that they would like to see both together because they inform each other that those improvements are not anticipated to be included in the Greenway dollars.
I think one other point it's important to make is what this resolution does is amend the South Waterfront Street Plan, and that's all it does. So basically, it just moves that line to a different place on the map, and it's fairly important for PBOT to be able to get certainty on this alignment soon. We have a commitment to deliver this street to OHSU deliver the street to the public when OHSU opens up the Knight Cancer Building, which is in 2018, and there's a fairly long construction period that's necessary. We need to do about 8 months of what we call surcharge, which is basically putting fill on the ground and letting it settle. That work really needs to occur this summer. If that work doesn't occur this summer, we get pretty far behind schedule. And in order to really begin the design of that project, we need certainty on the alignment. So there is some urgency with which we come to you to try to get resolution of this.
So the previous resolution, that's all it did. It just had one, therefore be it resolved. We now have four additional be it resolves, some of which involve Greenway construction, which I wasn't.
They are. They're more for background. They don't change the purpose of what we're coming to, which is
It seems
to amend
the way I read it, too. It seems like it's committing parks to do this in a certain time frame, and I just need to find out whether we can do that, and particularly in light of previous greenway improvements turning out to be more expensive than was anticipated. I just want to make sure that I've got the money to be able to do what we say we're going to do.
Commissioner, I have a question, which is that if the references to the greenway were intended as background, and if there is some urgency to getting this done, would there be any problem with simply deleting the references to the greenway and saying, be it further resolved, the special design area street segment will be constructed as interim, and leave out the reference to the greenway, and leave out concurrent with the city's greenway master plan process, and leave out expected to incur with the construction of greenway improvements?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think with significant deletions of, to take it back to what PWAT just asked for, that was what I was expecting to have today, plus an assurance from the mayor that the wiggles are sorted out to his satisfaction.
So just so
it
I'm...
sounds like
I'm,
they're
I'm,
not. I'm, again, that's deferred to a later.
So that I'm tracking this, we have a substitute resolution on the table offered by Commissioner Novick, which particular resolves are we proposing to strike?
Well, what I was my question was whether we could, in the first be it resolved, just end the sentence after the word interim in the second line, and then in the second be it resolved, delete that concurrent with the city's greenway master plan process. And then in the third, be it resolved, delete with construction expected to occur with the construction of greenway improvements in this segment.
So that would strike the greenway references in the resolves. Before I ask whether there's a second to that motion, any commentary from our panel?
Fine.
Does our panel concur in those changes?
I think it still meets the intent that we...
Can I just ask something? If there's a yes or a no, it's helpful at this point because we're just doing some sausage making.
Yes. It meets.
Thank you. So is there a second to the amendment?
I'll second it for the sake of discussion. I would like to hear from Brett Horner as to...
Okay. All right. So we have a second. Before I take a vote on this, I'd like to give Brett a chance to weigh in.
Good afternoon. I'm Brett Horner. I'm the planning manager at Parks, and we have been working closely with staff here on the changes and the street realignment. I think what you were asking about, Commissioner, was there any expectation of Parks SDC money for either bond or for additional greenway enhancement? And at this time, we don't see the need for that. So they're in the development agreement. There's funding for the greenway improvements. And then the bond work will have to be funded through PDC and OHSU. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, Geraldine, but that's our understanding. So,
right. We've had an email exchange between Brett and I indicating that the design process for the special design area, while concurrent with the Greenway Master Plan, is PDC's responsibility in terms of funding and leading.
So we have a proposed amendment on the table that's been seconded. Commissioner Fritz, are you comfortable going to a vote on those changes?
It's difficult to do things on the fly, and I'm not quite sure why we have to do it today. But
let's get the amendment voted on, and then come back to the question of timing. That's a fair question. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Really difficult. I am.
Well, I'm not going to move the resolution without the concurrence of the council. We're just amending the version that's on the table.
All right. Aye. Thank you.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye. Okay. So we now have a substitute resolution as amended. So the question I would have to the sponsor is, in light of the concerns raised by the Parks Commissioner, is there some reason this has to be voted on today, or could this be set over till next week?
I do have some concern about bringing this back yet a third time. Mr. Layden, could you elaborate on why there is some urgency here?
There is some urgency in terms of being able to complete the design. I think if we brought it back next week, that would probably be sufficient. Well, but we are getting very close to the point in time where my engineers need to be able to have certainty as to where the road's going to be. And that's the challenge.
Here's what I'm hearing. The Parks Commissioner, the Mayor, and the Transportation Commissioner seem to have the three biggest oars in the water.
Mm-hmm.
The Mayor is not here. And yet we have attributed to him his support. The Parks Commissioner has said that she'd be more comfortable digesting this and making sure that it lines up with her understanding. And you've said that the sky won't fall if we put it over till next week.
The sky won't fall.
Okay.
It may fall in a few weeks, but a week or so it won't fall.
No, we would put this on next week, and it would be decided next week.
Okay.
Colleagues, is there any objection to setting this over till next week?
It's a Thursday, and we can't set stuff over to next week unless you do it as a 4/5.
We'll do it as a 4/5. We have four, and we'll just circulate that today. Can we do the 4/5 orally?
I
don't see why not. We can do anything by unanimous consent.
Well, the agenda's already done. I'm sorry. The agenda's already done. Okay. So it'll have to be a 4/5.
Can we do a 4/5 motion at the council now?
I need signatures if you want to do that.
Well, colleagues, I understand is it the intention of all four colleagues?
We'll leave
colleagues?
Before we sign.
colleagues, does anyone object to signing a 4/5 so that this goes on the agenda?
We can't continue things till next week.
No, remember in the new rules, anything can't go on
referring
Thursday
to the
cannot
new
come back
rules.
The following
Thursday.
Week. Mm-hmm.
Got it. The new rules that I have.
Right.
colleagues, are we all prepared to sign a 4/5 sheet today so this can be put on next Thursday? Commissioner Novick?
Yes.
Commissioner Fritz?
Yes. Do we have a meeting next Thursday?
Oh, you know, that is the Third and Harrison item. They've asked for 4 hours.
That's okay.
Oh, that's right. We could do this in 5 minutes ahead of time.
We'll put this on the first. We'll put this first, and this will be all 5 minutes. Dan, are you comfortable?
We're doing age-friendly also?
That's Wednesday. Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm good.
A memory.
Could we do it on
photographic?
Photographic memory. Pardon me?
I'm just wondering if we should do it on Wednesday rather than on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. But we can do anything by 4/5.
Yes.
Right.
Could you put this on first up on the regular agenda Wednesday?
Well, Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon?
Wednesday morning.
That's a pretty packed schedule. We put Ivy Street on as the third time certain. It's asking for a half hour.
What do we have that afternoon? Age-friendly followed by?
Deconstruction for 2 hours.
Okay. I would be happy to have age-friendly bump for 5 minutes if we could put it on first.
For the 2 o'clock time certain.
2 o'clock time certain?
Okay.
We'll work out all the kinks. We'll sign a 4/5 today. If we pursue, we now have an amended resolution before the council. Is there anyone who feels they have
that's what we're doing in this
life. Right.
Is there anybody who is present who feels they need to be heard on the matter before us before I simply continue this, before we continue this the next Wednesday?
Can I ask one quick question? Do you feel the need to have a presentation or we sort of done this twice. So we can do it again.
Next
but
Wednesday?
Yeah. are you
Mr.
okay
President,
with just bringing it up?
We take the testimony today so that people don't have to come back again.
Yeah,
and then
I was just finding out if anyone's. Carla, who's signed up to testify?
I have no one signed up right now.
Is there anyone in the audience that would like to be heard at this point? Okay, so we now have a substitute resolution that's been amended. Council will sign a 4/5 this afternoon to put this on for Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And in the interim, my understanding is the Commissioner Fritz and the Parks Bureau. Commissioner Novick and the Transportation Bureau, the Mayor's Office will work out any differences. Fair enough?
Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Okay. Thank you.
President for life. He runs such a good meeting.
By the way.